UNESCO 2022 describes gender stereotypes as biases that are built in people's minds as early as childhood and limit children's and young people's futures. They can be reinforced or challenged through the curriculum, teaching and learning materials and practices, as well as daily interactions with teachers, parents, peers, and especially media. Beliefs about gender are shaped by norms. Gender norms describe how women and men are expected to behave according to the social context, determining their attitudes and behavior. They can be difficult to change since this involves changing rules that profit the more powerful segment of the population who have put these rules in place. Women stereotype, according to Mr. Miko Lim, Advisor for Communication and Information, UNESCO Office, Morocco, is when women are assigned a certain role that they are assumed to perform and assumed to react to certain preconditioned, preset tasking role. And when a woman steps outside this role, then they will be under scrutiny from various sectors of the society. And this can be from family members, co-workers, or the public at large, therefore creating a very uneven playing ground in terms of gender equality, because often men do not have this kind of predetermined role. To him, this predetermined role of men being strong, fearless, and so on are set aside on the fact that the person is a man or woman, greatly limit the full life experience of a particular person.
It means that the women are assigned a certain role that they are assumed to have to perform, and they are assumed to have to react to a certain preconditioned, preset, pre-imagined task and role. And when a woman step outside of that pre-imagined, predetermined role, then they are under scrutiny from various sectors of the society, and these can be from family members, they can be from co-workers, they can be from the public at large. And it creates a very uneven playing ground in terms of gender equality, because often men do not have this kind of pre-imagined and predetermined role. Of course, we are not excluding there are some toxic masculinity issue, and also the fact that men are supposed to be the strong one, men are supposed to be the fearless one. But all these predetermined and pre-imagined roles are set on the fact that a person is a woman or a person is a man, greatly limits the full life experience of that particular person.
Laurie Odell, a journalist from South Sudan, who thus focused on peace and security, describes women's stereotype in journalistic perspective as challenges female journalists face in the course of delivering their duty. She added that stereotyping is people not giving you audience because you are a woman.
Being a female journalist, leave alone, you know, in any reporting, whatever you do, it's not easy. Within, you know, the organization you work with, even outside, you know, to cover stories, you face a lot of things. You face a lot of challenges, harassment, you understand. You know, people, maybe they will say you don't want to, they don't want to talk to you because you are a woman. As long as you are a journalist, that challenges is there, and it's always not easy. What about now reporting insecurity? It's something else.
Aida Muzatsi, a journalist from Kenya, says stereotype to her is being looked down upon as a woman because they claim that as a woman, some of the things to be reporting are family issues, food, furniture, and not getting involved in reporting risky events. And when reporting such events, she's been looked down upon as the preferred man reporting such story.
The issue of stereotyping is basically just looked upon as a woman. They think that as a woman, some of the things that you're supposed to be reporting, we talk of the Fs, you're supposed to be talking about family, about food, about furniture, the things that you do not get yourself into the risks for you to report. When I'm reporting, probably people will be like, why is it that a man is not the one who is reporting on this? But there are some points where as a woman, sometimes it also works for you, because a man will go to seek this particular story, I'll just relate probably with the just concluded general elections. In most cases, when you're reporting on that, I remember my male colleagues sending me and telling me, you go, that is so and so. He likes women, he likes girls and such. And that is harassment, I'll say. That is harassment. I mean, look at my skills. My skills as a journalist, not judge how probably beautiful I am for me to go and approach so-and-so. And I think that is something that is used more often, especially by our male counterparts, that's more so when they are not in a position to get interviews. Something else, when reporting probably in the slums, what I do, I'll say, now that the society already has this picture in their heads, so what I'll do probably when I'm going to the slums, I'll find a way to dress to make sure that I'm... for me to blend in, for them to give me that story. Because when I go there as Ida, the Ida that I am, I will not get that story. So probably with the stereotypes, at times we just have to find ways to go around them, because at the end of it, I need this story.
According to Lim, Lorraine, and Haida, stereotypes comes from role of women in a company to their role in raising children, role of women in the meeting, and in terms of news production. It is observed that women are seen less and heard less as experts and resource persons because it is assumed that women experts are scarce.
I believe this has been well studied also, and the stereotype comes from role of a woman in a company, the role of a woman in the house, the role of the woman in raising children, the role of the woman when you are in a meeting where you have male colleagues and female colleagues. The attention given to either a man or woman differs sometimes depending on the dynamic. Also, in terms of news production, we always very often see that women are used less as a resource person, are used less as an expert programs, and the reason usually given is that they cannot find a woman specialist in this area or that area. But we see that more can be done in those kind of situation where we can really try and get a balanced view with women involved as well as men, of course, to have true gender equality. So to not assume that a woman cannot be an expert in certain field just because she's a woman.
Why Lorraine said to her, in South Sudan, there is no form other than Mara Sakit, you are just a woman. Aida said that for her, stereotype comes in form of sexual harassment, as her male counterpart will push her to cover stories because of her beauty and not because of her skills. Aida added that stereotype also manifests in the way she dresses, and if she did not dress like the people she's going to cover their story, she may not get the story.
They can just say you're just a woman. There's, you know, a proverb, Mara Sakit, she's just a woman.
Lorraine laments lack of freedom of information and association, which incapacitates the journalist associations in, especially Women Network, to offer protection to journalists from being stereotyped and from other challenges facing female journalists. However, she said the associations are trying their best in the way they could to protect journalists, especially female journalists.
They are, especially Women Network. They give psychosocial support. If you are arrested, you know, they follow your case. And then they don't have powers. What they can do, only advocacy. Or they go to talk to the authorities, please release her. Condemnation, you know, statements. It's not only journalists. Let's say now we're in transitional period. The parties are implementing peace agreement. So far, since the opposition joined the government, they did not manage to conduct a rally. There is no freedom of expression. There is no freedom of association. It is not there. And I do remember, and I have also the clip I've shared, a deputy mayor of Juba. He was saying, anyone who planning to go for protest, I want you to know that we don't have tear gas. You only have bullet. They're trying their best. They're really trying their best. And we do appreciate that.
Lim said Talking about security of journalists as to note stereotype is because single journalists produced information that reaches thousands, while big media reaches millions. Hence, their production has influence on global peace and security in that journalists provide healthy information to enhance a healthy society and having a peaceful democracy.
UNESCO is the UN organization with the mandate to implement what we call the UN Plan of Action on the Safety of Journalists and the Issue of Impunity. This has direct link to peace and security vis-a-vis the life of women journalists. And we take this as a very important issue because when we first started the UN Plan of Action 10 years ago now, we noticed that it's a strong under-researched and underworked and under-programmed area when we talk about safety of women journalists. And UNESCO, with our various partners over the years, have done many research into the situation of safety pertaining to women journalists. For example, I can share with you the research done by UNESCO and the International Center for Journalists that states 73% of women journalists face online harassment in their work. And what is even more worrying is that 20% of these women say that only 20% of these women who responded to the survey say that they have reported it to their higher-ups or they have reported it to the authorities, which means a large percentage of women journalists do not feel safe, or they feel that even if they report to somebody else, nothing will be done to improve their safety and security. So that is a very concerning situation. And this is very important because then it links to the policy. So what is the newsroom doing to ensure that women journalists are given protection or skills or capacity building, or what kind of responses should the upper management, the editors-in-chief, should do when a female journalist is under attack? Now, this is not to say that men journalists are not under attack, but there are different types of attack. When a women journalist is being attacked, she is on the one side being attacked as a journalist, on the other side being attacked as a woman. And very frequently, and this is based on the research that UNESCO has done, the research are very much targeting on trying to humiliate the women journalists, trying to touch on issues that are very, very sensitive, and they are very often sexual in nature. None of these are actual commonly found in attacks against men journalists. So there is this gender dimension that must be taken into consideration when we talk about safety of women journalists. And that is where the newsroom, the editors-in-chief, the publishers, and of course the government can come in, step in and provide better legal protection or better newsroom policy, or better awareness raising in order to really reduce this kind of attacks on women journalists.
Aida said, not being stereotyped as a female journalist will help her do stories that will impact the peace and security of her country, as she is happy when her story reaches policymakers for policy formulation. It also makes them to do stories that keep people abreast of issues around them that borders on peace and security of the nation.
Number one, the most important thing is for the policymakers to take action. That is after they have seen this particular story. Something else we've talked over, we just link security, peace, that is to mental health. Probably for people to also be aware that when these things are happening, when there is teenage pregnancy, when there is probably issues of climate change, that it can affect them mentally, and at the end of it, it can end up affecting those that are around them and the society at large. So it's basically just creating awareness for them to be able to see probably what step can they take next, that is in terms of matters peace. It's a way of creating awareness as a journalist so that the people in the society are able to understand that when they are not fit mentally, it will end up affecting those that are around them, and definitely it will lead to a state of no peace and no security as well. And that's why probably telling these stories will also be a way of awareness creation, that is to the members of the society, just adding to ensuring that our policymakers are also able to take action as we report this. Something else I think, not just our policymakers in terms of the government, but I'm looking at it as other stakeholders, and especially non-governmental institutions, they they're also able to take action as well. They're also able to go to these areas where it's like we are giving them data as journalists that in this particular area, people are not fit and this could lead to insecurity, let me say, and a state of no peace. So when organizations go there, they create awareness, they inform people of probably what they are going through as they provide solutions as well.
Lim said, eradicating stereotype, especially against female journalists and women to ensure global peace, has been the preoccupation of UNESCO. A stereotype has led to rise of disinformation, misogyny, and hate speech against female journalists, and that needs to be dealt with. He added that as more and more people go online, there's need for transparency by technological companies on how they monitor and moderate content. He further stated that there's need for media information literacy for all users, policymakers, and technological companies, and the need for inclusive and comprehensive policies is highly required. According to him, if all these are put to place, then there will be a peaceful society.
In this region, women in politics is at a very low percentage overall, and I'm talking about the Arab region, just the cultural aspect and the historical aspect of it. So in this situation where women are not encouraged to do to enter into politics, and as we have said previously, sometimes they're attacked for being a woman, sometimes they're attacked on not being woman enough because they are working in a men's domain. So all of this is compounding factors that are making the ability and the exposure of women into politics not easy for them. We really have to create a situation, an environment where women can feel encouraged and safe to enter into the realm of politics. There are some very incremental advances. In Morocco, for example, after constitutional revision in 2011, there has been some improvement, but still not as much as we would like to see. But overall, for the region, we can really see that there is more to be done in order to create an environment that women can be encouraged and feel safe to enter politics.
Aida said for female journalists to overcome stereotype in the media, they have to report issues not stereotypically. They should not report like their male counterparts would do, and we should protect ourselves. Also, government should put laws and regulations that prevent stereotypical reporting.
So I think as women in media, we should not be reporting our stories stereotypically as any other person will do, especially as the male journalist will do. So it's just a matter of protecting our own or protecting ourselves from such. Just putting yourself in the shoe of that particular woman journalist and how they will feel when they are stereotyped. Something else is for government. These are all stakeholders that is on matters to do with media to probably put up, let me say, laws or regulations that when stereotypes happen, probably action is taken so that other people will get to learn from this particular person that, let me just put in quotes, that was punished for doing this particular thing and someone else will not repeat the same.
Laureen as well commend our organization for supporting and not stereotype against female journalists, as they always encourage women journalists to put in more effort, and they are working on airing the voice of women, which made them come up with Women Expert Book. There must always be a voice of women in every news. This is done to reduce stereotypes in the media. She further enjoined government to give media space to freedom of speech, and that journalists' mental health should be taken care of.
I can say my organization, they're doing good in terms of female journalist representation, in terms of training, in terms of capacity building, in terms of even giving a space for me as a female journalist to climb the ladder high. Like, I've been always grateful for the opportunity I've got, the chances I've got in that organization. It shaped me. Yeah, I have a very supportive chief editor and colleagues.
This story is part of African Women in Media, AWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for AWIM.
Thank you.